Hi, it's Mariam Buck-Murray, and I'm a certified EFT practitioner. In this audio, we're going to talk about understanding your cravings and conquering your cravings. And so when I talk about cravings, I'm talking about cravings for more unhealthy foods and substances. We can have cravings for things that are good for us and that we use responsibly. I'm talking about the cravings that tend to get you in trouble. And so bring to mind a craving that you typically have for something that might not be so good for you. And if it's a food, just bring it to mind and imagine what it would taste like and smell like, how it would feel in your mouth, what it would do for you. And just doing that is likely to trigger even more of a craving. And if it's anywhere around in your house or your apartment, you might want to go get it right now. So how often do you give in to your cravings? And how often do your cravings seem to take over so that it feels like you have very little or no control over the amount of food you consume? When we're smack in the throes of a craving, it's as if nothing else will do, and we certainly don't want to be talked out of it. And so we give in. And though those first few bites could very well do the trick, you know, just a little might do the trick, it never feels like quite enough. And so a few bites turns into a few more and even more after that until it's too much. And it doesn't feel good at all. So to conquer our cravings, it's important to understand them. Understanding why we're doing what we're doing is the first step in making long-lasting changes. When we crave something, what we're actually doing is attempting to bring ourselves back into balance. Some cravings are the result of a nutritional deficiency or a hormonal fluctuation of some sort. And these types of cravings can usually be corrected with proper nutrition and or supplementation. Most cravings, however, are intimately connected to our need, our fundamental need for emotional well-being. Food, alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, and addictive behaviors usually do help us feel better, at least in the beginning. It's when we use these substances and behaviors as our sole methods for emotional sustenance that they stop working for us and they actually begin to work against us. So to conquer your cravings, first get clear about what's going on for you at the moment your craving is triggered. What are you feeling? Are you bored, sad, anxious, angry, or frustrated? And what does your craving do for you? How is it helping you? Does it help you avoid, minimize, or even alter your uncomfortable feelings? Often, of course, giving into your craving will help at first. We do it because it works. But continual use will likely leave you with both physical and emotional discomfort. You might even feel worse than before you gave into your craving. You know, and giving into your craving and eating too much or consuming too much will likely feel, you know, make you feel guilty and push you into a place of self-blame, make you feel very self-critical. And all those negative feelings will likely trigger even more cravings. So it's not all bad, because once you're clear on what's triggering your craving, on the feelings that are triggering your cravings, you can use EFT tapping to help you release the uncomfortable feelings. The following audios will help you take a first step in releasing the underlying feelings that contribute to your cravings. If it's emotional well-being and balance that you're looking for, EFT tapping will help you get there. If you're new to EFT tapping, please refer to the accompanying video where I will show you how to tap. Before you start tapping, be sure to grab a glass of water, a nice, comfortable space, and turn off electronic devices so you won't be disturbed. I'm Marian Buck-Murray. Goodbye for now.